está entrando por aquí la puerta. Entendeu? Então a gente vai virar. Nossa, estava super bem. Não sabia o que nos costou com ela, por isso Raquel disse que então.
Buenas noches.
Good night to everyone.
Les agradezco por la atención.
Thanks for your attention. Beverage is part of this show, and this is Logica.
For your attention, this is the Latin American and Caribbean Regional At-Large Organization Showcase. We are honored to have you all here, y especialmente estamos complacidos.
And we are pleased to have the presence of Rod Beckstrom, CEO and President of ICAM. I give the floor to him. Thank you very much, Mr. Beckstrom.
So much, Andres, and for your leadership, your great leadership of LACROLO, really to all of you for the amazing work that you do across Latin America that's so important. And as we discussed this morning in the various sessions, that the beauty of this model is a bottom-up multi-stakeholder model. And what you do in your 36 groups and structures across Latin America is really vital and encouraging and valuable to ICANN. And we also understand that you continue to grow as a network, and there's even further opportunities with some countries who don't yet have at-large structures, and very much hope that you'll have an opportunity to expand your important network to those geographies. And, of course, we celebrate your accomplishment in working for many years to create a board seat out of the at-large community as well. But we know that all that means is you elect one member of the board. And by the way, the board members, all of the elected board members, and including myself, and I'm effectively elected by virtue of the position that I'm hired into, ex officio, as they say. But the board members are elected by constituencies, but in fact are committed to serving the global public interest, which means that they're not actually representatives of the specific communities, by the way. So the structures here are still involved in representing themselves, which is critical. We're just very appreciative of that. And I'm extremely honored today to introduce, I think, one of the really very significant, in fact, amazing pioneers in ICANN and the multi- multi-stakeholder model. And that's Dr. Alejandro Pizanti, an amazing person who many of you may know is a professor at the Autonomous University in Mexico. He also has really helped to build this organization. Alejandro was a member of the first elected board of ICANN in its history, and was not only a member of the board, first board, but remained on that board for many years. And for 7 years, he was the vice chairman of ICANN, serving at Vint Cerfside. And Vint, of course, being one of the fathers of the Internet and one of the shapers of ICANN and many of the other multi-stakeholder bodies in the community. But Alejandro has been an enduring flame of wisdom, energy, and commitment to this entire sector. And he's also been an invaluable coach and many times advisor to me. So it's with tremendous honor that I hand this over to Dr. Alejandro Pizanti. Please join me in welcoming. Thank you.
Muy buenas noches.
Good evening.
I took the decision to speak in English today because this is always a big question in an ICANN meeting and in many other international meetings. Latin Americans, I think in general, and I will speak for myself individually anyway, are proud of our region, in love with our language, Spanish and all its local flavors. It's well understood by people who speak Portuguese, so the region is really, and we do our best to try to understand Portuguese, so the continent is mostly a single block of language. Latin America and the Caribbean, as said, is not a Spanish-speaking region, and in fact we isolate the Caribbean almost every time we speak Spanish. And despite being proud of our language or languages and culture, we are also great hosts. We are a very welcoming family, and we love our visitors to be comfortable and well communicated with us. So as I've seen, when this session takes place in English, it doesn't need no one needs earphones for a translation. If it goes in Spanish, some of you will go for them, and that tells me that the right thing to do is to speak in English and still be proud of being a Latin American. So first, I mean, that said, wait till I say something of substance. You may find the reason to boo me. I'm very thankful for Rod's words in introducing me. He's too kind. My best aspiration as a pioneer and as a doer of something of some relevance in this community, and even this will not be an original phrase, is that I've been privileged to be granted a chance to stand on the shoulders of giants. And as I said, I don't know if they will dismiss me from their lapels or actually at least allow me to hear their utterings. I've been immensely fortunate in joining ICANN when we were starting to build this organization, and therefore have much more time and attention from great people like Vint Cerf and Steve Crocker. This organization was extremely fortunate to have people like them and many others whom I won't start naming in order not to skip others, to form this organization with a great spirit, with great respect for the technical traditions of the Internet. And this will be my first substantive point. The technical traditions of the Internet are of great depth and of great reach. The technical standards, the design parameters of the Internet were of great foresight, and some of them are actually apt to morph into societal values, into ethical values. Things like the end-to-end principle, or interoperability, or openness to interconnection, were started just as technical desires. People didn't even know if they were going to be able to really build a great network with only these principles. Sticking to these principles made it possible to actually create an amazingly scalable, I mean, if you look at the engineering side before you look at the social, just to think that this network started with four computers and every year every duplication of its size, it seemed like it was going to test the limits of the protocols, and it has adapted resiliently to all kinds of growth, to all kinds of layering placed on top of it, to one important thing that we suffer here, which is a superposition of the semantics of the domain name system over what's technically only a set of bits mapping to another set of bits. The Internet has grown through all of this with a single central coordination point, which is the DNS and the assignment, the allocation of IP addresses and the database of IETF protocol parameters. This is the only central point that actually has to exist on the Internet. To scale that way gives us great responsibility in the stewardship of this resource that we have to perform within the ICANN community. Norms that were written as technical indications of what you should do with bits, like be conservative with what you send and liberal towards what you receive, have become social norms in our community. And we have to stay and stick to them. Things, great debates like the debate over network neutrality or what should take its place to make sure that we have this internet for all, this internet for everyone, which is ISOC's motto. All these things need specific, dedicated, intelligent work from us. The at-large community is a very significant community, and it creates some of the most complex institutional design problems for ICANN. The institutional design of ICANN is already complex enough when you think simply of registries. Let's only concentrate for a second in registries. You have gTLD registries and you have ccTLD registries. The institutional design, for those of you who are managers who have this kind of experience, is already unbearable in the disparity of these communities, because there's the number of ccTLDs is bounded by the number of territorial units that are recognized by the ISO 3166 list of the UN, whereas the number of gTLD registries is theoretically unbounded. And we are suffering by the fact that it's not so easy to lift those bounds by creating new gTLDs, but in principle, this could grow endlessly. So, and that's only the simplest core part of the operation of the DNS. When we come to the users of the world, we really have an unsolvable problem. We are looking for the least bad of suboptimal solutions, and I think we have found a good one. We did an experiment, which was the broad worldwide elections to represent the users worldwide, and ICANN had the wisdom and the resiliency to go through that experiment, to get five good directors out of the process, and to, you know, hold its own and dismiss the process as a very risky, very fraught process that could destabilize the organization and therefore destabilize the DNS. So we would have effects coming from way up in layer 8 affecting the most significant infrastructures of the Internet. We went to the process that brought you in finally here, which was substituting this general everybody votes, whoever you are, how many friends you have, bring them up, like the party who governed my country for 70 years did, you know, put some peasants in a truck, drive them to the voting booths, have them vote, give them a sandwich and something to drink, and they would know they would be happy, and whoever had more trucks got the election, so the government usually did. So we did away with that concept, and we went to a painstaking process that took a lot of fire, which is the web of trust concept upon which the present at-large is built, which is in every country, in every community, in every technical or specialty community, there are a few people who know other people, and they will vouch for the people they know. So every new organization will be peer certified to actually be who they say they are. That's the key concept of the at-large. And the key concept of that key concept is called trust. We have to be able to trust each other in this community in order to come together, in order to be sure that we're going to admit every single new member, knowing that whoever is vouching for them is honest about them, they know them, they tell you it's three engineers in the middle of a jungle or 150,000 engineers in Silicon Valley. You know who they are, you know for whom they speak, and you can comfortably sit at the table and say, we are looking after the interests of the users worldwide. But that's a key concept. the at-large has taken a great step. This is a very significant validation of the concept of the web of trust, which we started with, by being able to elect a director and seat a director at the end of this week, who is Sebastián Bachelet. I'm very glad about the person. I'm comfortable about the process. But the most important thing is now the challenges for the at-large are even larger than the victory, than the triumph of owning teeth to the point of sitting someone on the board. These challenges are enormous now, because if we were trusting each other and trying to be able to be trustworthy enough to shape policy through discussion, through the moral weight, through the spending of some money, which is channeled into the same community that decides on it, for travel and organization of meetings, now many of you are really going to be under pressure, because the next director, the next election of the at-large, is surely going to be watched much more closely by the huge interests, and not always very principled interests, that move around us. And even the ways some of you may be called to influence the already seated director who will be there by the end of the week will already not always be transparent. So if the at-large community has among its main functions making sure that ICANN is kept transparent and accountable, the challenge of being functional, transparent, accountable, and credible not only by the transparency of our operations but by the quality of our recommendations, these are going to be huge. I'm very happy. I celebrate with everybody that we have been able to sit a director in the board. For us who have been in the institutional design of ICANN for many years, this is really a very, very, very significant moment, a great motive for celebration. I hope and will certainly work with as many of you as possible in my different conditions as an at-large structure, finally, to make sure that we deliver quality input, quality feedback, substantial and not only procedural feedback, that we make sure, again, that all these calls for transparency and accountability also do not bog ICANN again in process, in a swamp, in a mire of process, as when Stuart Lynn first made that diagnosis that started that reform of an organization asphyxiated by process. And that we go to substance, quality, and then the thing that of beauty that I think that has to emerge from the at-large, and I'm absolutely sure it will happen, is there are a couple of new generations on the internet. They are already making a new history, a new face of history on the internet. They are trusting that the forefathers, so to speak, did routing well, they did the domain name systems design well, all these basic systems work, they have been proven to be flexible, elastic, resilient, and able to grow. And now people are talking about the Internet of Things, they are talking about, you know, all the buzz that goes with interactive advertising, many intensive uses of this infrastructure. And I hope we can attract these young people, these dynamic, energetic new generations of artists, of creators, of artists of engineering, as well as artists of art, so to speak, that we can all make a very, very exciting organization. I really think that weight is very well carried by you. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias, Alejandro.
Thank you, Alejandro.
A privilege for the ones who participate in LACRALO to have Alejandro's contribution, his experience and his wisdom and his advice, not only to the list and to the General Assembly of LACRALO, but personally to me as the president, has been a great contribution in the whole, at least the last 2 years that he was directly involved. So it's an honor to have you here, Alejandro, and to share your concepts. Talking about also wisdom and experience and contributions, the next speaker is in the same line, in the same direction. I would like to explain a little bit about how the bottom-up process works in LACRALO, in at-large. At-large is not only the at-large advisory committee with 15 members. We also have the five regional organizations, and we have over 120 LASs, 120 groups of people that represent users that defend the interests of the individual users all over the world. 36 are from Latin America, and we are honored also to have, as a Latin American, the person who, until this Friday, is sitting for at large at the ICANN's board. The liaison of the of at large community in the ICANN board is Wanda Scartesini, and we have her here. Gracias, Wanda.
Bueno, yo soy.
I am a small, so I'm going to take the mic on. I'm going to speak in this way. Thanks for inviting me. For the same reason explained or given by Alejandro, I'm trying to speak in Spanish, but certainly in Portuñol. So please, if you don't understand what I am saying, you can use or wear the headphones, even the Spanish speakers. My idea of speaking here is to give some positive aspects that we have seen during these long years. An important thing that I would like to mention is that I can participate with you. Our region has a representation of the people, represented 8.7% of the population, of the worldwide population. But when we talk about users, internet users, surprisingly, we see that we have a number of users, which is 3.3% out of the whole numbers of users. So this means that we had a great increase, which is greater than the increase of our population. We have an increase of users, which is every time greater. I will give you some numbers. For example, Caribbean region, this since 2000 and 2010, has increased in 1,625%. In the region of Central America and Mexico, the growth was 1,094%. South America, where we are right now, has grown 995% during this period. So although we have a long way to go to conquest and to improve, as the Minister of Colombia has already said, we have a lot of things to do, but we have achieved a lot of success, more than we might acknowledge, because many times we have certain problem, or by saying that we do not work on the same speed than the developed countries. But this is not true. When we see and when we compare ourselves with the rest of the world, or with Europe, for example, or East Europe, that now is in the American group, we see that they were in a similar situation and they could grow in 500%. So we are growing a lot, and we feel like we want to be connected in the internet, and we are doing this by any means, but we have achieved, we could be connected. So we have connectivity difficulties, we have network and telecommunication difficulties still, and even though this is so, we have a strong growth, and I am happy to share with you this information because it is necessary for us to be proud of our conditions, as because we have to fight for these. And I want to share this with you, even though we have some difficult moments. And despite these difficult moments, we could achieve all these results. And this is so because many of the actions that we have performed were carried out during these last years, 10 years. We had public and private actions, and by means of them, we could get to these numbers. Our region is close to the 30% of real penetration in internet. So these are not theme or small numbers. These are important figures and numbers for us, and we must consider the importance of these figures. But in these actions, one of the actions that I think it is very relevant is that the one we share today or gathers us together, the number of ALS are 36 right now, and we can grow with a goal of certain numbers with countries, and we can consider other countries or smaller countries who do not have a representation in at large, like RALO especially, and we can make them part of the group and to achieve the benefits that we had had throughout all this period. Other action that I would like to mention is that we have many benefits if we could enlarge the group, and we will have then that the southern school was very interesting in Brazil and in Buenos Aires, and the next one will be in Mexico. Perhaps the following might be in Colombia. So let's call people of a great quality and experience. We can ask our friends of the fellowship program how the quality of these members is, the ones who are here, and that most of them were present in the third school for the governance of the internet, because they were selected very carefully. And they are very happy, the groups, the fellowship groups are very happy because they have a level, a great level. So this is an effort that is being made in the region that we must support. We have to look for contributions and see how we're going to contribute, because there is an effective result. We have to diffuse, we have to improve knowledge, and we have to contribute somehow with our countries, with our community, by means of bringing knowledge and bringing necessary information for all to have development and progress in our region. Thank you very much, and I came back later to talk about my ALS. Your last comments obliged me to, as the president of RALO, to say that even though the group of people now attending their first meetings by means of the fellowship program have a great level, and many of them have been students of the Southern School for the Governments of Internet, many of them participate in RALO with LAS. They have been incorporated to these ALS, and many of them will give their presentations in the minute that they will have to introduce themselves. This is I'm very proud because of this. RALO has the greater number of ALS's, and many discussion points. I don't know if this is something to be proud or a difficulty, but anyway, we have a very big group of young people with a lot of skills and intelligence, and this is for the future very important, because they can provide their own voice for the users and for the civil societies, and this is something encouraging. When it comes to the process of putting or sitting someone in the ICANN board, for the first time I can say that there is something that this process was developed throughout many discussions. And we can have difficulties of criticism, but this was done in a bottom-up model. And one year ago, we commented on a white paper performed by a working group to create a process for which we have chosen Sébastien Vachelet out of 50 people to sit in a very important position. So we are very proud to have him here representing us. So now I'm going to give the floor to Sebastian for him to tell you about his activity. I'm going to speak in Spanish and then in English. I'm going to forget about my mother tongue. I would like to tell you that we are today together, and there is a reason for this, because the Afralo, the members from Africa, were the first members to create this showcase, and I want to thank them because they created a very interesting idea. And then we have the European members, and they second the idea of the African members, and now we're all here, and this is very, very good.
Because I want to say that if Alessandro Pisanti says that he was on the shoulder of giant, I guess he's now a giant himself. And I had the pleasure to work with him since the 10 years I was here. And I would like to say, he said it's a sentence you already listened, but. I was seated on his shoulder for a long time. I tried to help him when he was really reorganize ICANN, what we have called ICANN 2.0. And for us, it was the beginning of this long story of At Large, Alice's Rallos. And the Rallo finally take place in 2007, it's not so long ago that we are able now to have one voting board member. I am very proud to be this one. I will try to do my best to do what you I've put in your votes to have me on the board, and I know that as Rod say, I do not accountable to you anymore, but I think I will stay, and I hope that you will help me to stay accountable to you also, because I think it's a very important point that of course, at the end of the day, I will make my own decision and I will vote what I think it's a good way to vote. But I hope that you will be able to raise the issue, to participate to the policy development, to advise the board, and I will try to put your advice, even if I will not be a liaison, to the board also and to explain that. I would like also to add one idea here. It's that if the ILSs grow in number and in this region particularly, I guess it starts from what we, I think, as a milestone was the summit we organized in Mexico, in your region. And it was a very important time for At Large. I will not promise you at all to gain to the board that we will have a face-to-face General Assembly in each region once upon a time, or we will have a second summit, but I can promise you that I will do my best to obtain that, because I think it's so important for ICANN, the possibility to have meeting and to discuss policy for the member, for the representative of the at-large structure, that we need to find a solution for that. And finally, I want to thank you because the participation in the discussion for the election of the board member was very important. I think it was as well as before the summit, where we had a big and important participation of the LSs. Here, for this topic, it was very, very participatory. And I hope that you will not stop here. You will not, just because you have the possibility to vote for one person, and that was a competition. I hope that now you will also stay involved in the at-large community to participate and to decide and discuss the policy. I was too long already. Thank you very much. Gracias, Andrés.
Merci. Bueno. Again, in English, and this is not like that I like to be switching from one language to other, but it's just because we represent the identity of La Crualo in both languages. We are not only Latin American region, we also have 6 LASs and going on increasing from the Caribbean. And we are like in our fourth year of working and discussing, we are founding like a possible new identity between the two regions or the now one region that we have. So in honor of, I had the impulse of speaking in Spanish because of the proud that Alejandro was talking, but speaking in English is fair also to a huge part of our community in La Crualo, so that's why I'm doing this. Also, Sebastián's words regarding the little time that we have been discussing and we have been in this path of the representation of individual users and the capacity building of ourselves as delegates. At the moment, and at 2009 in Mexico, it was one of the milestones. And there, it was the first time that we had the chance to, I remember Cheryl Landonor's words, it was the first time that we get to have breakfast with the board. The board was hearing us, was hearing about our impressions, what we had to say. We already had the at-large advisory committee and the liaison at the board, but we had this interaction in breakfast. Now we are getting in the last couple of meetings, we advance and we have some the possibility to have lunch with the board. And Sebastián maybe would help us, as Cheryl says, with you, maybe we have the opportunity to have dinner with the board sometime soon. Cheryl, Landon Orr is the chair of the at-large advisory committee, and I would like to introduce her and her energy and words.
And I'm delighted that you switched to English because I have no choice, of course. I have no language skills. I have a few skills. Language is not one of them. I brought this up the front for a very good reason. Because whilst I'm going to apologise for having to speak in my mother tongue, which is Australian, it's not even English, and they don't do any interpretation into Australian, so I understand the problems. I'm looking around at one of the most vibrant, one of the most exciting, one of the most active, vivacious and energetic regions, and it goes to the leadership, salute, and it goes to each and every one of you, salute, to La Crualo to begin with. That said, and taking centre stage, because I do, each at-large structure that we've heard so much about, we're going to hear from about half of them, aren't we? I think, what is it, 14, 15 that you've got here tonight? 15, fantastic. The regional showcases, and this is the third, only the third we've done, is part of the growth of the voice of the individual internet user in ICANN. And that's what each and every one of you, whether you're part of that large or whether you're just here for the drinks, each and every one of you are actually the voice that we want to hear. You've heard about how the ALAC was developed. You've heard about the regional development. You should hear, of course, that part of that inaugural ALAC structure was strong representation from your region. One of the first, in fact, the first, in the first five at-large structures was Latin America and Caribbean. And, of course, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it was the very first of the regions to sign the memorandum. Correct. The very first. Exactly right. So you are leaders. But now We need to make sure that the voice is being heard from where it needs to be heard, which is not 15 people sitting in a room and three times a year around here. It's getting each and every one of the people you represent involved in getting their issues brought forward to ICANN. Our job is to get out to you what ICANN's talking about. Help you, if you need help, to understand what it is we mean when we talk about who is and privacy and domain tasting and issues like that. The region works in the two primary languages. Other regions work in many more. Our meetings, even though ICANN works in English, our meetings are facilitated wherever possible, at least in three languages. And if they're not, it's only because we haven't had the demand for it. Well, guess how that changes? Get involved. I'm only going to take a couple of minutes more, because what I want to hear from is each of the ALSs, because that's where the work's happening, that's where the excitement is, and that's where the next... We've heard about ICANN 2.0 from Sebastian. Well, I think we're up to ALAC, or At-Large 3.0, after our recent review process. The review process we went through has given us 13 implementable recommendations. We've seen... And we're delighted with the results of the first one that's gone through. We have a voting seat on the board, an at-large selected member of the ICANN board. But at least 12 more to deal with. And most of those are about communication, interaction with the community, and you're the community. Here's an opportunity to interact with each other. ICANN meetings, when they're in your region, are a very good opportunity to perhaps share experiences, what one ALS is doing. We're all very different. There's diversity even within a region of ALSs, let alone between the regions of the five that we've got. And can I just say, if you look at what's happening in the affirmation of commitments, it is enshrined in those documents that ICANN has to represent our interests. They have to ask. They have to engage. And that makes us, each and every one of you, one of the most valuable assets that this not-for-profit corporation registered in California has. So think about it. That's power. Use it wisely.
Thanks very much. Bueno, 36 organizaciones.
36 organizations from 15 countries are LACRELO members. At the beginning, only 15 organizations from nine countries were the members in 2006, and many delegates from those associations. Some of them, because of their own effort or thanks to their own effort, have come here. So we will give each of them a minute to make themselves heard. Alejandro Pisante is the representative in Mexico. Thank you.
I think that deserves one more minute, and strictly a minute. There's no more I can they. There's no more I can the board or I can the staff. I can third person. Especially after the election of Sebastián, after this community elects a director, it's only we. It's only we. If you don't like something ICANN is doing, you are remiss in getting it done. You have the channels. We have the channels. The users have the channels through Sebastián and many others, because before there was an elected director, there still was a lot of influence from the at-large. So it's just remember, there's no more they. It's all we. ISOC Mexico. ISOC Mexico is the chapter of the Internet Society in Mexico. We are legally constituted as a non-profit organization. We work, as ISOC does, mostly in the diffusion of technical knowledge about the Internet, especially emerging issues like IPv6, IDNs, stuff like that. And we have... been successful in influencing policy in discrete ways. We don't spend money. We spend thought, energy, and words. Our latest successes were last year overturning a tax law that would tax the access to the Internet as a luxury item. and this year overturning, at least provisionally, a graduated response, a three strikes and out kind of law that would overprotect intellectual property interests. The campaign last year has a hashtag in Twitter. That was our main tool. It's called Internet Necesario. We took inspiration from a campaign in Venezuela, which previously had done something similar to with respect to public spending. And Internet Necesario has become a rallying word for our region, I think, in reminding people in power who may make wrong decisions that this community doesn't allow them to take the wrong steps. Thanks.
Gracias.
Before continuing with the rest of the LASCs, I would like to introduce Adam Peak, which is the new will be the new chair of the ICANN's nominating committee. I won't speak in Japanese, Adam, so English and just it. Thank you.
Thanks very much. If I tried to speak in Japanese and English, it would confuse me as well. So anyway, so I'm the incoming nominating committee chair. From Friday afternoon, I will be trying to work for about 6 to 9 months to with a committee of 21 people. We're an independent committee of ICANN. We come from the community, but once we're established, then we act independently, and our role is to seat and to select members of ICANN's leadership. We will select two members of ICANN's board. We will also select three ALEC members, two members of the GNSO, and a member of the CCNSO. I'm very pleased that this year we're going to have three members from the Latin American and Caribbean region. Who's on the committee? Vanda, sorry, is somewhere around. And thank you very much. Jose Sagero, thank you. I should know. I've worked with him on at least four different committees. And I get, as the chair, to appoint an associate chair. And it was my great pleasure to select Jacqueline Morris, who I think you all know, who is one of the founders of the at-large in the region. So a very, very simple request. We're only as good as the candidates that we can choose from, and we really need your help in seeking candidates. You know good people. I'm sure you know people that you'd like to see on the board. You probably know people that you'd like to see in the GNSO, people with good qualities. So help us recruit candidates. So talk to us, talk to the region. We really want to hear from you. And this time next year, hopefully, we'll have some excellent new people to bring into ICANN. And, of course, consider yourselves invited to submit statements of interest. We want to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adam. Un minuto para cada LS. Comienza Antonio Medina.
Each ALS will have a minute. The first speaker will be Antonio Medina from Colombia, from ACUI Colombia. Good evening. I want to extend greetings on behalf of the Colombian Association of Internet Users. The purpose of my association is basically the promotion of socializing knowledge and use and leveraging of communication and information technologies, especially internet, within our country. We have identified participation in ICANN from at-large structures as a key element. We have worked with the Internet Governance Forum in order to strengthen our domestic task, but also our global task. Throughout the process, we have met both organizations and people that enabled our growth. As regards Colombia, we are working in the advisory committee of the .co or co domain. We are working in relation to the new users protection regime, and we coordinate Internet Colombia, and we coordinate our tasks in 22 Ibero-American countries. I would like to underscore, in relation to Alejandro's remarks, I would like to underscore the significance of a trust in the development process that took place on the internet. We have seen different organizations cropping up, such as our own organization, and we have pursued a space of participation. We believe that in addition to trust, respect is another important element, respect for diversity and for different opinions or views. This process is strengthened precisely by means of engagement. Thank you. Thank you, Antonio. We are going to hear Natalia Enciso from APADID, Paraguay. She will be our next speaker. She's one of the newcomers in Lacralo.
We are in Colombia, and I am very proud of feeling Latin, so I will speak in my mother tongue. Yo soy de la Asociación Paraguaya de...
I am from the Paraguayan Association of Information Technology Law. Our association was founded in 2002 and is formed mainly by engineers, by lawyers, and students. University students are accepted as members. Our main objective contemplates the integration of law and new technologies and awareness raising in terms of changes derived from internet. We mainly focus on seminars, events, congresses, presentations, and on representing our country abroad. We work with the government in focus groups studying laws, and we have been working on the bill on cybercrime and digital signatures. Thank you very much. Excellent presentation, Natalia. Let's see, another newcomer. The Enredo Association from Colombia, in this case represented by Mr. Francisco Jose Cordoba.
Maintain the time. Okay. Yeah, my name is Francisco Cordoba. I'm from Enredo. This is the International Organization of Design. We are from Colombia, but we initiate work in France. But right now we have people from Colombia, and we have what we call the Club Networking Tip, which is a club that that gathers a lot of people of technology, content creation, and we have another event called Bibliotheque. In this event, we gather all the bibliotecians, the librarians, and all the people interested in how to develop internet. So the thing here is why we use the games. We are starting a serious game approach with projects with Finland, United States, and Austria, and we intend to use what Cheryl and what they said, because the localization is how you do local activities in order to have a global impact. So that's the reason Enredo is here. And remember, we are a new organization, so we want to learn about you. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias, Francisco.
Thank you, Francisco. Adrián Carballo from Fundación Incluirme Foundation. Thank you. Fundación Incluirme is the organizing of the South School for Internet. We are working with CCAT. That is the High Technology Training Center that has been training the OAS for 25 years now. We want to have new internet leadership. We held an internet training session in Buenos Aires in 2009, one in Brazil this year, and the next one next year in Mexico in April. And we are proud to have several fellowship awardees that are here today at this ICANN meeting. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Adrián. Sergio Salinas Porto from Internauto Argentina, and as from Friday, he will be sitting on the ALAC committee on behalf of Lacralo. Good afternoon, good evening. What's the time? 7 p.m. I know that Andres has shown that he is far more talkative than I am. I am Sergio Salinas Porto. I am the leader of the Argentine Association of Internet Users. We join end users, that is, competent internet users and users of new technologies. We are also professionals, IT professionals. And we gather people whose understanding was that the internet could go far beyond fluid communication, people who understood that the internet could generate social inclusion, could create or generate jobs, education. In this regard, we started operating in 1999, focusing on activities in our country under three tenets. First, generating digital inclusion in our homeland. We had a very important digital gap, but that gap has been breached on a daily basis, narrowed on a daily basis. On the other hand, we work on consumer advocacy and consumer rights, and we debate consumer issues, for example, invoicing issues or problems with, or billing issues with telecommunications providers, for example. And thirdly, and fundamentally, we are engaged in public policy. This goes hand in hand with our firm belief that only the organized community can create changes in society. It is our belief that organizations need strength to develop these events, so much so that in 2009, with the president of Argentina, we introduced a bill dealing with new technologies and audiovisual communication. This used to be our old radio communication law, and we focus on communication convergence. Oh, my time is up. I am sorry. I had more things to say. Well, of course, I still have a little bit more time, so I'll speak about the Latin American Federation of Internet Users. I'll speak about the Latin American Federation of Internet Users. This organization is born thanks to ICANN. Many organizations see that we have the internet, our worlds a day. We were directly linked or liaised with technical offices in our respective countries. But I remember that in 2005, when we met in Mar del Plata and we met other agencies, we met at the lobby of the convention center. Sebastián Belagama was also there at the time. We saw that ICANN was a forum for us to debate things that were sort of unknown for us. We saw them on a daily basis, but they were full of acronyms. They have strange-sounding names. So we struggled on a daily basis with security issues, not with domain issues, because in our country, domains had different characteristics from domains worldwide. However, we saw that we could incorporate organizations working along the same lines. So we started getting together back in 06, 07, 08. Only three organizations were together. Today, we gather nine organizations. Not all of them are part of ICANN. Four of them are going through their application process, and probably some of them will become part of LACRALO in principle, and then they will become part of ICANN's very rich universe. Well, thank you, Andres. I want to extend my deepest gratitude to you all. I have a huge responsibility on my shoulders, and this is no small feat, because there is a foundation, a previous work foundation achieved by our two previous representatives, then achieved by Sylvia, and now it is my turn. So I want to thank my RALO or RALO, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to be part of ICANN. Thank you. Thank you, Sergio. We have another representative from the ALAC, RALO. She is Silvia Leite from Brazil, and she will introduce her ALS. Our organization, Internauta Brazil, gathers a group of volunteers, and our main objective is digital inclusion. We work in the state of Sao Paulo, but we also work nationwide. We gather 190 million Brazilians, and I say we because I was born in Argentina, but I have a Brazilian passport, and we have a huge task ahead. We are at the bottom of the pyramid. We teach people how to use a computer, but we also teach them what ICANN is. We need ICANN, but ICANN needs us because we work at grassroots level and we generate new clients for ICANN. So that's our main purpose. We are indeed proud of what we are doing. We have several centers, call centers, and our digital centers. And the joy of seeing someone learning how to use a computer and being able to communicate with his loved ones, with his family, you know, that is immense joy and immense satisfaction. And this is what we do in Internauta Brazil. Thank you. Internet Society or Internauta Society Argentina is one of the first ALSs in this Lacralo, so much so that we have leaders in the region and worldwide. The next speaker was presiding the GNSO Council, but she has made time in her schedule to be here with us. Thank you, Andres. I will speak about the Argentine chapter of the Internet Society. I am not really in charge of the chapter, but I will speak on behalf of the leader of the chapter. The ISOC Argentine chapter of Argentina was founded in 1999, if my memory does not fail me. And it is not connected to age or my age bracket. No. Our mission, although you know that ISOC's country chapters are independent from the parent or headquarters of ISOC, we are committed with or to education, the promotion of internet use. So we have several interesting projects. This is our latest one. This is the internet mapping project. We have information on the Latin American countries. We have internet relevant data regarding access, users, organizations, universities involved in training, in internet training. Another interesting project is a book. It is called IPv6 for Everyone because we didn't want to call it IPv6 for Dummies, which is very gross. And unfortunately, I haven't brought any copy. I'm sorry. I should have brought a copy. It's being translated. It was written in Spanish, but it's being translated into English. And we have made an agreement with our friends from .cat. And it's available on in a PDF format on the Internet Governance website, and it's being translated into Catalan. I think the version is ready. So it's available in Spanish, English, and Catalan. That's our second project. I would also like to say that we had ISOC community grants that enabled the implementation of these projects. So if you're interested, I can give you information on community grants because I'm part of that committee. We have also engaged in the debate of the cyber law bill in Argentina. We are engaged in the digital agenda project debates. We are not members of the IGF chapters, but we have engaged in pre- and post-IGF meetings, and we have worked on IPv6 awareness. And, oh, we are looking, we're searching for new chapter members. So Andres is a new member. So all my former students have an obligation. You need to become a member of our chapter. Thank you.
Hablando a Heya Densi, pero bueno, evidentemente reconozco el trabajo de Isoc y no tengo más que apoyarlo. Banda es una organización muy particular, la de Banda, así que interesante.
Sí, bueno, mi organización...
My organization is a women organization. We have been existing for 2 years now. We are 92 members, female members, with representations in Brazil, Portugal, and we have another member here with us in the Association of Executive Women in Technology, Information Technology. So we have our project, which is to incorporate opportunities for the girls in regions with which are not well developed, including training in software, in network, this management is directed or linked to a job. So we train them directly to get a job. We could organize the labor market for them, as in the case of Brazil, for example, Latin America also. We have more than 45% of all the houses which are maintained by or kept by women. They are supported by women. So we have to make a great effort for them to have a better salary. So this is what we do. Thank you very much.
Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society had three different representatives in La Crealo since the beginning. It's one of the founders. Jacqueline Morris, then she was a lecturer and now is still involved. Dev Anand, also, I won't say your last name, Dev. I won't try to do that. He's the brilliant secretariat of La Crealo. He's the one who makes the real work. He will be closing the ceremony, so now I introduce to Sintra Sugnahan. Did I say it right?
Thank you, Andrews. I just want to make special greetings to all of you for being here. Thank you so much. And especially to my La Crealo colleagues as well who cannot be here. At Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society, we network local computer users in our jurisdiction. We have been a channel for raising awareness and critical comment on ICT and related technologies, including associated social implications as well as legal issues. And we've been doing this since 1997. I will be 1 minute, so I just want to say that it is my pleasure to encourage you to follow us on Twitter, to become a fan on Facebook, and to visit our website at ttcsweb.org. I believe Jacqueline is distributing cards. You can listen to our podcast. You can also download our FSWin, which is free software, and our OzWin, which is open source software CDs, both for Windows. I thank you.
Thanks. The no doubt that they are the most 2.0 organization in La Crealo. One of the greatest leaders is also Carlton Samuels. He has been a delegate from University of West Indies in La Crealo, and now is appointed to the ALAC by the NOMCOM.
Thank you, Andres. Afternoon, everybody. My name is Carlton Samuels. I am going to speak to you in English, although my esteemed colleague, Professor Carolyn Cooper, would probably be surprised I wasn't speaking to you in Jamaican. I am from the University of the West Indies, and for those of you who don't know about this, University of the West Indies is the premier regional institution of higher learning in the Caribbean region. We represent the higher learning institution for 15 English-speaking territories in the Caribbean. We are on every dot that exists in the 3 million square miles of ocean that is the Caribbean Sea. We have 53,000 students, 6 faculties, and we have been around since 1948. Most of you would not know this, but we also boast in the 60 years of our history, 3 graduates, I say 3, who have been Nobel Prize winners. Economics, literature, and recently as a member of the UN Climate Change Group. Most people don't know that. And I name them now for you. Professor Alan Lewis, who was the Vice Chancellor, got the prize in economics. Derek Walcott got the prize in literature. And my colleague, still colleague, Professor Anthony Chen, who got the prize with the UN Climate Group. Why am I telling you this? I am there's 3. I am telling you this to let you understand that the University of the West Indies is embedded in the political and social and economic culture of the Caribbean region. As a matter of fact, at least 7 of the serving prime ministers in the regions are graduates of the University of the West Indies. All of the technocratic class in the Caribbean region are graduates of the University of the West Indies. So we have enormous influence in university. I used to be a member of the senior executive management until last year. I now only am a lowly teacher. I teach in the Faculty of Humanities and Education. I teach information science. So the University of West Indies is absolutely important to the vagaries that comes out of the Caribbean, especially English-speaking Caribbean, given our interest and involvement in governance, in economics, and social implications for the region. Now, in La Claro, we were one of the foundation members of La Claro. I'm very proud of it. And here I would want to mention and give special recognition to those who came before us and brought us in. I'm speaking of Jacqueline Morris. I'm speaking of Sebastian Ricciardi, Eric Iriate Ahun. And, of course, there's a fellow we used to work with from the staff, Nick Ashton Hart, who was very instrumental in helping us to develop the first instruments, the first governance instruments that had to do with the RALOs, and that actually became part of the entire at-large organization. Those were developed through La Claro and with the help of Nick Ashton Hart. I want to pay tribute to them for their perseverance and their help in getting us where we are. Now, we have challenges. As you would have noticed, we are primarily English speakers in a sea that is 3 million square miles. And so with our Latin American colleagues, we have been most forward-looking in terms of some of the things related to language in ICANN, in translation services, and ensuring that we have documents that are translated and made available to the community in languages other than English. We were primarily the ones who were first off the bat in these areas. And we continue to represent the region, recognizing that there is language diversity, recognizing that each of us have to look out for all of us, and recognizing that together we have a stronger voice and a larger role to play in the ICANN endeavor. I thank you.
Bravo. Thank you, Carlton. I didn't know some of the stuff he told, but I'm not surprised at all about your university. So considering the work they do, I'm not surprised about the Nobel Prizes. Bueno, español de vuelta. Carlton habló.
I will speak in Spanish again. Carlton talked about justice and to pay tribute to some people. In my capacity as president, I will leave my ALS for the last part. I'm also give the floor to Carlos Aguirre. He is the founder of the association. He was two periods in the ELAC committee, and he will be leaving the committee on Friday, but he will go on working as a volunteer for ICANN. But I would like to give him the floor for some minutes. First, I will give the floor to Fatima Cambronero. Hello, my name is Fatima Cambronero. I belong to AGEA Dense Argentina. This is an organization, a civil or society organization with an academic profile committed with the creation of capacities or skills and with the participation of people and internet users. As Sergio said, AGEA was a founder member of LACRALO in 2006. We have our president of LACRALO, who belongs to AGEA Dense, and then he was elected in the first term. It was the first position for this organization, and he will be leaving on Friday. So I invited you, the members of Argentina, to participate so that Olga is not left alone with everything. Thank you very much.
Only 30 seconds. Given time is very short, so I won't start by the conclusions. We need more women in the region. Why I said that? I say that because... I say that because... We have only 6 out of 36 ALSs directed or managed by women. So need more women. And ALEC in the last 4 years grows a lot. And this action was because we have 3 excellent chairs. Annette Melber, Jacqueline Morris here, and I want a big applause for her, and Sherry Landonor. So the conclusion is we need more women. Please, come on!
Bueno, no voy a negar, no me voy a poner.
I'm not going to contradict your comments. I gave him the floor. He was not included in the agenda, but I was also sitting where he is right now, so it is necessary for me to give him the floor. That's why I allowed him to do this. Say this. Just to close the session, we will have the comments of Devan Ann. It's a pleasure for me to introduce him. I think he had a great work. He has done a great work, and he's permanently stimulated me to go on with my activities. He's a brilliant engineer, so I give the floor to him. Thank you, Andres.
Hard to believe 4 years ago, December 4th, 2006, just 4 years ago, 14 accredited at-large structures from 9 countries in Latin America and Caribbean signed a memorandum of understanding to create the first regional at-large organization, LACRALO. And today, LACRALO has grown to 36 at-large structures from 15 countries to represent the regional interests of the at-large community of individual internet users in ICANN. There are 33 countries in the Latin America and Caribbean region. That means that there are 18 countries with no at-large structures and without at-large representation in LACRALO. So that's one of the key goals for LACRALO for the next 4 years. So for anyone from Latin America and the Caribbean who is from a country without an at-large structure and you'll see a map outside showing which countries don't have at-large structures, talk to us. Get advice on starting a computer user group, an internet society chapter, a group that cares about the internet, about domain names, how their ccTLD is run, IPv4, IPv6, net neutrality, other internet governance issues. For those are the groups that we need in LACRALO and in at-large, taking part in the multi-stakeholder, consensus-driven model, bottom-up process, on issues related to domain names and internet addressing. And there are challenges. Volume and technical jargon of policy documents can be overwhelming. Translation of policy documents is also a concern when the documents aren't available in Spanish, in Portuguese, or in French. It's even a challenge for us to understand each other when we email each other on the mailing list. Very confusing sometimes. But there's been great progress in ICANN and at large and ALAC over the past 4 years, and I'm sure these challenges can be met and overcome. So I would just like to thank all the speakers for this event, Mr. Rod Beckstrom, Alejandro Pesanti, Vanda, Sebastian, Adam Peake, Shao Langlin Orr, and to all our at-large structures for speaking. Thank you. Hopefully there will be an opportunity in the future for all the at-large structures to speak at an ICANN meeting sometime. Yeah. And Andres, LACRALO president. And a very, 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 very special thank you and appreciation to the very, very hardworking ICANN at-large staff, Marilyn, Gisela, Matthias, and the director of at-large, Dr. Heidi Aldrich. Please. Yes. Yes. Thank you on behalf of LACRALO. And we have drinks outside. And there's a showcase of showing all the at-large structure fact sheets. So please enjoy yourselves. Do leave the wireless mics inside the room, though. And yes. So enjoy the drinks. Enjoy your showcase. Enjoy the conference. Have a good evening.